And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 4th of August, 2025. August 4th is International Clouded Leopard Day. The clouded leopard is a beautiful and shy species native to the Asian mainland and on the islands of Borneo and Sumatra. Clouded leopards are named after the distinctive clouds on their coats. Their spots are partially edged in black, with the insides a darker color than the background color of the pelt. The fur of these gorgeous cats ranges in color from pale yellow to rich brown, with irregular dark stripes, spots, and blotches. These medium-sized cats are well adapted to forest living. They have a stocky build with relatively short legs and large dexterous paws. Their low center of gravity makes them excellent climbers. Their paws have specialized foot pads for gripping branches. These cats also have specialized ankle bones that allow varied positions for climbing, including climbing headfirst down trees. Clouded leopards are one of the few animals and one of only two cat species that can climb down trees headfirst. Very little is known about these elusive cats since they're shy and nocturnal. Their shrinking habitat, coupled with illegal hunting for their fur, creates constant threats on their population. Current estimates say that fewer than 10,000 clouded leopards live in the wild. And like many shy animals, the clouded leopard doesn't breed well in captivity. Despite their name, they're not actually a leopard. They are a separate and ancient species of feline. This day is intended to raise awareness about this wondrous creature. It's the birthday of vegetarian Percy Bysshe Shelley, born on this day in 1792. Percy Bysshe Shelley was an English writer who is considered one of the major English romantic poets. Percy Shelley said, "It were much better that a sentient being should never have existed than that he should have existed only to endure unmitigated misery. By all that is sacred in our hope for the human race, I conjure those who love happiness and truth to give a fair trial to vegetarianism." It's the birthday of the American animal rights activist Wayne Pacelli, born on this day in 1965. Pacelli is the founder of Animal Wellness Action, an organization that promotes legal standards against cruelty to animals, including the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Act. It was also instrumental in passing Amendment 13 in Florida to ban greyhound racing and has recently influenced new federal legislation targeting cockfighting and animal fighting. Pacelli's Center for a Humane Economy focuses on improving the way corporations treat animals. It has launched a Kangaroos Are Not Shoes campaign to demand that Nike, Adidas, and other athletic shoe companies stop buying kangaroo skins to make soccer cleats. Their Ending Torture and Testing campaign focuses on ending U.S. Food and Drug Administration requirements for animal testing for all new drug development. It was on this day in 1995 that the film Babe was released. In this film, a gentle farmer, Arthur Hoggett, wins a piglet at a county fair. Hoggett saves the piglet, named Babe, from becoming the family's Christmas dinner. He bonds with the intelligent animal and courageously enters the pig in a sheep herding competition. Actor James Cromwell, who played the role of Arthur Hoggett, had been a vegetarian since the 1970s, but as a result of his involvement with this movie, decided to become fully vegan. And here is a portion of Percy Bysshe Shelley's poem, To a Skylark. "Hail to thee, blithe spirit, bird thou never wert, that from heaven or near it pourest thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. Higher still and higher from the earth thou springest like a cloud of fire. The blue deep thou wingest, and singing still dost soar, and soaring ever singest. In the golden lightning of the sunken sun, o'er which clouds are brightening, thou dost float and run like an unbodied joy whose race is just begun. Better than all measures of delightful sound, better than all treasures that in books are found, thy skill to a poet were, thou scorner of the ground. Teach me half the gladness that thy brain must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world should listen then, as I am listening now. A few stanzas from Percy Bysshe Shelley's poem, To a Skylark. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that every day is the right day to protect animals.